Joshua Abraham with us. Boy, is he passionate, isn't he? We're talking about the New World Order, ancient astronauts, with you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. When we go to calls, I'm going to give you some time with Joshua Abraham, and we'll do this more like a chit-chat as opposed to just a quick Q&A. Joshua, are you saying that the offspring of the elite, these elitists, that they are the offspring of the Anunnaki, these ancient astronauts who came here?
Absolutely, George. We have to remember, if you study your ancient Egyptian theology and history, you will know that the pharaohs claimed that they had the divine right to rule through the power of God because they were half-breeds. And anyone who does their research knows that they had these elongated skulls, and these skulls were very oddly misshaped. They weren't human at all. And other African tribes who saw this, like, oh, wow, they got big skulls, then that's what must make them all powerful and mighty. They would wrap their child's heads with these claws to elongate their skulls unnaturally. Now, if you look through Chinese history, you would know that the emperors of China claimed that they had the right to be emperors because they were descendants of serpent gods, and that gave them the right to be the emperors of China. Same thing with ancient Sumeria. If you had bloodline ties to the Anunnaki, you ruled Babylon. And out of these bloodlines, like I said before, you just chase the bloodline from civilization to civilization. It's all the same family. You would know that through these bloodlines, the Roman emperors were descendants of the Babylonian emperors. And from Rome went to the kings of Seville. From the kings of Seville went to the Portuguese kings, then to the German kings, then to the British kings. The British king's real name is not Windsor. It's Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. Those are the three real names of the British monarchy, but they had to dismiss that and cover that up due to criticism from the people after World War I. Now they go under the cover of Windsor. See, what happens is that it's really smart what they do. You can chase the bloodlines, and you'll find the truth, trust me, but they'll change their names up. Like, the Rothschilds are offsets of old Roman emperors. The Rockefellers are offsets of old German kings. Like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Van Dunns and the Collins and the Bundys and the Kennedys, those 13 families of the Illuminati, they're all offshoots in bloodlines of the Black European monarchy. But they just never took the crown because the crown's too obvious. The kings and the queens never had the power and don't to this day. Kings exist at the whim of the real power standing behind the throne, called the religious powers of the bishops and the popes, who put that crown on the chosen kings and queens of the world.
To the phones we go now. Skype caller John, Fort Myers, Florida. Hey, John, you're on with Joshua Abraham.
Thanks for having me on, George.
You are very welcome.
Joshua, I wanted to ask you a question in regards to what you stated about the serpent people coming from above and how they were all listed throughout all the ancient cultures.
Okay.
I met someone very interesting about a year ago. And he was a member of a snake organization here in Florida, some kind of Diamondbacks, some sort of militia represented by a serpent. But what he told me was basically what you said. The only difference was he pointed me in the direction of two researchers out of Australia. I believe it was Dr. Ronald Pegg and Eddie Fengali. And they theorized that serpent, some sort of modern people from some sort of serpent organization had time traveled back and created all these cultures. I know that sounds like a wild story, but it was very similar to yours, and that was the only discrepancy.
What do you think of that, Josh?
Well, William Cooper wrote in Behold a Pale Horse, and keep in mind, William Cooper was 17 years in the Naval Intelligence for the Pentagon. He said that through the documents that he came across, that the serpent gods were ruling the secret societies of the Freemasons and the Illuminati through the powers of the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group and the Council on Foreign Relations. They were the rulers of that. But then, as soon as we lit the nuke off, the aliens kind of got worried, and they're like, okay, you know, we're going to have to set you back on your heels. What people need to know is that the Cold War was just an arms and science race. And when the nuke went off, their Bill Cooper said that the government covered up how another extraterrestrial form, kind of like a humanoid, came down and said, you know what? We'll save you from these reptilians who are ruling your secret societies and your government if you shut off your nukes. And we'll prove to you that Jesus existed because we sent him here. And so Bill Cooper claims that through the papers he found in the Pentagon files, that they time-traveled a few people from the government back to the birth and the crucifixion of Jesus to prove to them that Jesus was absolutely real, that he was sent by them, and to shut off their nukes and save them from the satanic serpent beings. But you know what we did? We didn't do that. We didn't shut off our nukes, and we went with the demonic serpent beings instead, and the humanoids just beamed off and went back to wherever they came from. Now, keep in mind, this is just this is coming from one guy. I mean, it's very credible. He was 17 years in naval intelligence, gunned down outside of his house in the middle of the night by six cops in street clothes. He had a show called The Hour of the Time, and Bill Clinton said on record that he was the most dangerous man on the airwaves because of what he was saying.
Yeah, that was quite a time. Sure was.
Yeah.
I had seen him once at an event a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one person coming from that, but, you know, it's kind of like, dang, you know, that's coming from, like, an intelligence officer, you know, of 17 years. That's pretty hard to just put aside.
Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida. Timmy's with us now. Timmy, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, George, great show. Joshua, amazing. I don't know how old you are, man, but you're putting out very good information.
Thank
you know, for a long time, we only got bits and pieces of this. You know, the internet, I think, is going to be a voice for good and for bad. You know, we can get information, we can find out stories. But anyway, interesting days. Let me try to stay on topic. I'm freezing here in Jacksonville. It's 37.
Wow, that's cool down there.
Alton, interesting days. Alton is you know, like in the below teens. I work with friends up in the Northeast. They're in the nines. Very interesting days. Everything I hear you say, Joshua, I mean, I'm a hippie at heart. I've been through a lot of different religions, not really the Eastern, but, you know, most evangelical. I felt the most comfortable as a young man, you know, Pentecostal. But either way, when I call in, I don't try to sell fish religion. But I feel like this is such a great show, man. I'd like, George, if I could send out a thoughts for my grandfather. I got him back up to St. Louis, he's back in the hospital for his feet. And I know there's a lot of people hurting way worse, but Dale Minor, man, if people could remember him, I would appreciate
every
it.
Every little prayer.
My question
helps.
For you, Joshua.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a hippie. I'm a rock and roller. But God has always been real in my life, even as a young man. I'm in a 12-step program. I got friends in the program, all kinds of happenings in life. Same for me, you know?
Yeah, I'm in the 12-step program, too. I'm a friend of Bill W., my friend.
Hey, he's the man, you know? And that process, though, is God's principles, basic, without judgment. You know, the amazing thing for me today, and I wanted to talk about rock and roll. I mean, I didn't even go there. That's okay, George.
Yeah, let's hold it tight. Stay on topic.
All right. So my question to you was, rock and roll is being promoted heavily. It's always been. I don't think it's always been for bad. I mean, the 60s, people opened up to question the government. And we also got some other stuff from the 60s. You know, I'm a product of the 60s. I was born in 68. You know, God bless America. But, you know, even when I was a young youth, we were hit hard. Evangelical churches rose up and said, this is all satanic. And everybody's like, come on. You know, the backmasking, the marketing. Everybody always said, oh, it's just marketing. You know, we're getting promotions about the New World Order, right, for young people. It's like a club. It's like a cool thing. And everything you said tonight is putting that all in a venue for people to hear from front to back. You know, I have different opinions on the aliens or this or that, no aliens. That doesn't matter. This is all spiritual. And the only thing that has helped me in my life is reversing the judgment of God from Proverbs, and, you know, everything was either positive or negative when I was a kid. And today, for the first time in my life, I get to reverse that and say God is able, despite me. Right? I don't have to do everything perfect. I don't have to bend over and bow. That's what the world tells me. The way I get to God is to bow, to do, you know, this, this, or that. And there's nothing wrong with those principles. Those are godly principles.
Well, and what's happening now, too, Joshua and Timmy, people are becoming more and more spiritual, not necessarily religious, but spiritual. Do you feel that, Josh?
Well, what I feel, George, is that there's a great awakening happening. And the reason I've studied this, actually, the Great Awakening. Before 2012, there were 7.3 hertz per second to the vibration heartbeat of Earth. After 2012, they went up to 13 seconds, 13 beats per second with the vibrational powers of the Earth. And what that does is that it causes a greater consciousness and a greater awakening in the mind. So people are not so ignorant. People are starting to see through the tricks and see through the pattern and kind of just look through and be like, you know what, this is kind of crap. And what he was talking about, how back in the 60s, how people are saying it's satanic, well, I got news for you. I've done my research in the music and entertainment industry. You ever notice how in the past 10 years the music has gotten really kind of dark? And the music videos and everything on TV is vampires and werewolves and witches and all this weird pagan satanic stuff. It's because that people like Tia Tequila are coming out and saying, guess what, folks? The entire music industry has sold their souls to Satan. YouTube that, everybody. Look how many celebrities have admitted to selling their souls to Satan. Bob Dylan, Katy Perry, Eminem, all these great artists. I mean, that's just three out of many. I mean, Mobb Deep, a rapper, has exposed this. Nori, he's exposing this. Cat Williams, the comedian, is exposing it. Chuck Norris is saying, hey, we got socialism coming. But guess what, people? The entire music industry, if you get big in the music industry, there's a catch. You got to sell your soul to Satan. Because if you know your demonology in your Bible, you would know that before Lucifer fell, he led all the angels in heaven in song every day. He was the right hand of God. Jesus took his place on the right hand of God. That's why he's so pissed, because before Lucifer fell, he led all the hierarchy of angels in song every day the sun rose. That was the seraphim's job in heaven. When every time the sun rose, the seraphims would sing, and they'd come up to the sun and sing the sun into existence every day. But when he fell, he knew the power of music and the power of sound. That's why Jesus says, you don't need a sword, you don't need weapons, all you got to do is say my name, and the demons will scatter, because Satan knows the power of music and how it controls the emotions of humans in our daily lives.
I'm getting emails, Josh, for some pagans who really want a piece of you right now.
Well, hey.
Bring them on, right?
Well, hey, you can jail me, you can kill me, all you'll do is feel my conviction of the truth. Because the truth must be said. I am put here on this earth, George, to deliver the message of Jesus and the all-rising God of the earth. Let me tell you, I have no fear of these people because my soul has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I do not fear them. Because you know what the Satanists do and all the pagans do? They threaten you with violence. Well, go ahead and kill me. All you're going to do is send me home. All you're going to do is take my soul back to where it belongs. This is just a field trip for my soul. This is just an endurance test. This is just a test to see if I will be ignorant and blind my mind to the satanic powers ruling the world. And you know what? When you expose the truth, the Satanists, oh, they get mad because you foiled them. You pointed them out.
Did this all change for you when you were sleeping in your car? Is that when it hit you?
It hit me, yeah. Like, it hit me before I was sleeping in my car. And then when I decided to live in my car for 3 months and put my face in the scripture for 3 months and get the entire full story, You got to understand, George, I was the biggest atheist 2.5 years ago.
No.
Oh, George, you couldn't convince me. And I was raised in a Christian family. My mom put me in Catholic school. My mom put me in Jesuit school. My whole family around me was Christian. And when I just dug for the truth, one day I just said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it.
Well, how do they?
I'm tired of this bar scene. I'm tired of the same old party. I'm going to just study.
How do they feel about you now?
What's that?
How does your family feel about you now?
Well, I got to be honest with you, George. When I come out and tell this to people in my family who claim to be Christians their whole lives, and I come out with more knowledge of the Bible than them, they get really quiet.
Let's take some more calls.
I got a sister who runs a church.
P. Siegel, hold on. Whoa, hold on. Let's go to some more calls. P. Siegel in Maui, go ahead.
Oh, aloha. First of all, I'm amazed of this program, George. Finally, somebody's putting out there something that everybody can relate.
We do it all.
Joshua, I'm following what you're saying, and I'm originally from Italy. The Catholic Church is one of the basic Anunnaki and mind control, and I'm thrilled, I must say, to hear this conversation, because in the country where I come from is very fascist, like all Europe. There is no rights, there is no amendment, and everybody can abuse you with power and et cetera. I want to say the Roman Empire is hiding under the Catholic Church. The Roman Empire never died. I want to say that I confirm all the kings and queens. They are part of the bloodlines, and I grew up wondering why these people was in control. Who are them? Who put them there? So it's a very interesting. My question now to you is, do you know that by being created by the Anunnaki and be part of them, and be also being manipulated on a DNA level, you just explained that the planet Earth is having a higher beat. And what I understand, when also human being put himself in a higher beat through the love of the heart, you can actually reconnect those DNA codons that they have never been connected. So that could actually help us to free us from this secret society and worldwide mind manipulation. I also believe on collective consciousness can change every prediction that also been written down in the Bible. I don't know if you know the story about the 100 monkeys. Collective consciousness is what is going to change the world. If all of us, we put ourselves into the heart, into the love, we change the beat of the vibration, we're going to elevate our DNA, and we're going to eliminate anything that is trying to overwhelm us.
P. Siegel, you're spot on, too. What a great, intelligent audience. I'm going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to take some final phone calls for you right here on Coast to Coast AM. City of Angels, I'll be out there at an event on this coming Saturday. It's going to be my first event of the year, and it's in Los Angeles. Full details at our highlights reel at coasttocoastam.com. If you're not doing anything on Saturday and this event is something you think you'd like to go to, come on by. We're going to come back in a moment with Joshua Abraham and take final phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM. Final segment to go. Joshua Abraham with us and your calls. You having fun, Josh?
I'm having a blast, George, and I can't thank you enough for bringing me on.
So let's talk a little bit about the previous caller's thoughts about the DNA, the manipulation. Have you looked at that possibility?
Absolutely, George. I mean, that's the basis to all my research. You got to know where you came from. And if you don't study your history and you don't know where you came from, you're not going to know where you're going. When he was talking about how the Anunnaki, like, it's found in our DNA. We have a reptilian brain cortex in our, all of us have a reptilian part of our brain. And that proves that we are descendants and genetically manipulated by serpent aliens called the Anunnaki. And all this, like, why do you think the DNA has two spirals going up it like two snakes? And I got news for you, people. The earliest secret society was called the Brotherhood of the Snake. You know this as the medical symbol. The two snakes twirling around the pole with the wings on top, because the Brotherhood of the Snake represented the red snake to the west and the yellow snake to the east, coiling around the pole of society and looking up to their winged masters that come from the heavens above. What he was saying, that was a very great calling. See, what's crazy is that when you live here in America and you try to tell people this kind of stuff, they're just like, what are you talking about? But when you get outside of America, like in Europe, in Africa, in the Middle East, there are a lot more people by the masses that know the truth. Here in America, we are so just dumbfounded with the new iPhones and the new American Idol and the reality TV shows. They are putting all this entertainment at us to keep us out of the books. But the people over in Europe and the people in the Middle East and the people in Asia, they know the truth. And a lot more people over there see what's happening to America. And have you ever been to any other country and they say, you stupid Americans? I mean, you can't argue with that. Because if you look at the statistics, Americans are the most unresearched country in the world when you consider them being a world power. I mean, who do you got? You got France, Germany, Russia, Britain, and America. Out of those countries, America is running in the lead of ignorance. We have to get off the TV. We have to get off of these stupid entertainment things that we do every day and get back to basics. That caller in that you had on before the break,
mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what he was talking about. The Romans went nowhere. You know what they did after Christ was crucified? They built the business out of the one true religion to mock it and to shove it in people's face and to conquer nations in the name of the one true Son of God. That is the trick of the devil. See, what happened is that before Christ was crucified, you are accountable for every sin. If you read the Old Testament, it says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and you always get revenge on those who do harm to you. But then when Jesus came and freed us from all that vengeance and says forgive your enemies, love your enemies, and forgive the people who trespass against you, he freed us from this revenge because now we're not accountable for every sin. All we have to do is repent. Because back then, he knew how messed up the world was, and the Romans had full control of the Holy Land. And so after Jesus was crucified, and he proved to the world that he was the Son of God, Satan was in a debacle. He's like, oh, great, now what am I going to do? Okay, I'll do two things. I'll make sure people's souls get damned by having them sell their souls for any possession that they want, fame, fashion, or glory, or whatever kind they want. And then I'll take the one true religion and flip it into a business called the Vatican.
Josh, you're Mr. Calling, you know. You should be an evangelist.
Well, I would love to be, you know. But the thing is, George, I see a more powerful thing of getting outside the church and saving the souls of the ignorant. When you go into the church, George, people go there. And they're, you know, those are the interested Christians. I mean, I want to be more powerful than a pastor. There's so many ignorant people that just don't research and they don't have the evidence. But all you got to do is put your face in the books. You will dig up the truth. Here's a little fact. For all you atheists out there and you non-religious believers, I just posted this on Facebook the other day.
Of which you were one, right?
Well, it's just like, well, you have to, I was one. Yes, I will fully admit I was a full-blown atheist. You couldn't slide it past me, but I'll tell you what, I was ignorant as hell, and I didn't research. But when I did my research, I realized in 1995, a Russian scientist named Vladimir Popanov did the phantom DNA experiment where he had a vacuum tube full of molecules. And when he flipped it on, the molecules dispersed, just like regular molecules would. Then he inserted a piece of DNA, and naturally, all the molecules wrapped around the DNA spiral and created the DNA chain. But here's the kicker. When he pulled out that piece of DNA and flipped on the vacuum tube, the molecules stood perfectly in sync with the DNA chain that wasn't there. That scientifically proves that there is a spiritual realm, that when DNA enters our dimension, and then when it leaves, the spiritual force is still there in existence. Science just proved atheists wrong by everything they hung their hats on to disprove religion, science.
Let's take final calls. We shall go to Pat in Baltimore. Pat, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Joshua. I'm a little nervous. I'd love to talk, but I'm nervous when I call into your program. First of all, George, I want to tell you that I called you New Year's Eve after a New Year's party and made a prediction that Ariel Sharon would pass away. I didn't get through, but I sent you an email, so I kind of feel like I'm one of the first for the new year, okay? Now, Joshua, I want to thank you so much. You are an amazing person. You have the two best names, as far as I'm concerned, in the Bible. I have to commend you for your enthusiasm and your intelligence. I'm 63 years old, and I have your enthusiasm, and I got it from the Bible. I was born, I was raised Catholic, never opened the Bible in my life, went to Catholic school. A political friend of mine told me to watch Loose Change and In Plain Sight with Dylan Avery. I watched that. It opened my eyes to the government. Then I got the Bible and opened that. And I have been on the same crusade you have been ever since. I am not as versed as you are. I have a 12th grade education. I was a housewife for 20 years. I know that God gave me this for a reason, because I have turned my whole family around. We're all on board with this, so they don't think I'm a wacko when I'm saying the very same things that you do. I don't have the history that you have. I haven't done that research, but as far as the Bible's concerned, I'm there, and I knew God gave me this for a reason. Now, my question to you is, Malachi Martin, do you believe that this pope is the last pope and the false prophet?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it lives up to everything he said. He's from Italian descent, and guess what? Pope Francis is already calling for a global religion, and the global religion is going to be the final patriarch of the fall of the humanity as we know it when it comes to the church. See, what you have to understand is that this pope is a Jesuit pope. And when you do your research, you will know that the Jesuits have been the backbone to every revolution in South America. They were the cause for the country of Uruguay, Paraguay. The Jesuits were the ones that worked with the Vatican to get the Germans out of Europe after the Second World War and shuttle them down to South America and hide them from the Jewish tribunals. Now, what you got to understand is that Pope Francis' name in Greek is the spear. This is the first Jesuit pope we're going to have. And then Malachi prophecy says we're going to have a black pope, which is the Jesuit faith, the black religion, and he's going to be of Italian descent. What this pope is going to do, he's going to usher in the false prophet. And when this false prophet comes, he's going to call for the global religion. Now, the global religion is going to happen like this. This was planned back in 1871. This is written by 33rd degree Freemasons. We will unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation, through the pure doctrine of Lucifer, through the destruction of Christianity and atheism, where both are conquered and exterminated at the same time.
So we're going to have one heck of a battle, aren't we?
It's going to be the sons of light versus the sons of dark, George, and we have to save as many as possible. What I said about the vacuum test by Vladimir Popanon, right there we got the evidence to shut every atheist down with their own gun, science. Every atheist says, I believe in science. Well, guess what? Science just proved you wrong. There is a spiritual afterlife, and we proved it through science. Now we got those weak-minded fools out of the way. Now we got to convince the people, if you do your research and you know your histories of the world, there's a pattern. And through the pattern, you will see Satan's tricks, because he does the same thing over and over and over again. And he depends on our ignorance, and he depends on our media to keep us disillusioned and keep us distracted and not see the true life of the pattern and the conspiracy.
All right, let's go to James in Lakeland, Florida. James, go ahead.
Yes, this is James. I'm in Lakeland, Florida. I'm a Wiccan, and I don't believe, I don't like the way you're bad-mouthing pagans.
Oh,
not
boy.
All pagans are evil. I'm not here to threaten you. I'm just here to clarify a couple things.
Well, Wiccans believe in God.
Not our God, George. They believe in a pagan God, and they do some
hold up.
Stuff.
Not just a pagan God.
No,
okay?
I think you're
many
confused.
Many versions of a God.
They believe in the same God.
I'm not going to do any of that because...
No, I agree with you. I've studied Wicca. I think you're getting, Josh, the Wiccans believe in God. They believe in a male-female type, but they're not like Satanists by any means.
Well, there's different types of paganism. What you have to understand is that paganism is like surgery. It can be good. It can be used for good or bad causes. The old Indians of old, when the cowboys conquered the Indians, they were pagans. They used the natural powers of the earth to develop an immunity within their tribe so they would have good hunting seasons, they would have good growing seasons, that they would be able to live. Now, if you're a Wiccan and you're studying witchcraft, you have to understand that's a lot different than natural paganism and giving back to the goddess of Gaia of the earth. What you have to understand is that if you're praying to the elements, if you're praying to the old witchcraft of old, because in the Bible it says he who worships the earth is doing wrong and sinning, because you're going to understand if you dig deeper into the Wicca, you're going to come into a point and a fork in the road where you're like, okay, it's going to get either really dark or I'm going to stay where I am and feel comfortable. Keep going in your Wicca. You will see the truth. If you're a Wicca and you're getting upset about this, then you don't know the truth of the Wicca. You got to keep researching. You got to go deeper and deeper and deeper into what you are studying and what you're practicing. And if at the end it keeps getting darker and darker and darker, that tunnel, you got to stop and realize, hey, where is this going to end up?
I got to get you in a debate with Wiccans. That's what we have to do. Hannah's in Riverside, California. Go ahead, Hannah.
Hi, first-time caller.
Thank you.
First of all, I wanted to know if you think there's shapeshifters like among us, like, you know, the higher-ups and everything that shapeshift. And also, talking about the Catholics, in the Vatican, they are awaiting the aliens. They have the most powerful telescope in Arizona, Mount Graham, and they are awaiting them, and they already have established that they're going to be our superiors and we're to worship them. And anyone who doesn't is going to be like cast out, kind of like what the Bible says, maybe not being able to buy or sell. And they will offer the people a DNA upgrade chip that will actually be the mark of the beast, because anyone who accepts that will then have the fallen bloodline in them and be doomed, automatically doomed. And in the Bible it says they will have sores, they wish they could die, but they can't. And I was wondering what you, if you've heard of that or thought about it.
I've studied both of those very intensively. Number one, I strictly and strongly believe that there are alien shapeshifters in the higher echelons of society, because every ex-Freemason and every ex-Illuminati member that comes out and blows the whistle knows that in the ritual satanic sacrifices, the lead priest's eyes, they're not turning into human form, they're slitting up into retina reptilian form. And all these children who are survivalists of these satanic ritual child abuses say the same thing, that the high satanic priest, their eyes turn into a reptilian appearance, and the eyes never lie. And that is what I'm talking about. The great serpent, the old fellow that calls himself the devil. That is what the Bible is talking about. St. Patrick said, I have cast all the serpents out of Ireland. And people are like, what are you talking about? We don't have any snakes here. That's what he was talking about. Because the high demonic powers and these high Satanists are fully possessed by these demonic entities called reptilian seraphim Anunnakis. Now, what you were talking about with the Mark of the Beast and the RFID chips, now, in the Bible, in Revelation 13, it says either in the right hand or the right or the forehead. In the forehead and the right hand, the guy who made the RFID chip said that these chips are going to run off the electrical power that the human body creates. Like, I think it's like 4 hertz of electricity that the human body gives off naturally through our body heat, and that's how these chips are going to run. Now, the most warmest parts in the human body and the place that these chips can only function is in the forehead or the right arm. That is because the right arm in the forehead is what the Bible said. And the guy who made the RFID chip said that these are the two spots where the chip operates the best to receive and send out signals. This chip is going to be the fall. This is their final plan. Nicholas Rockefeller, of one of the 13 families of the Illuminati, told Aaron Russo, a producer in Hollywood who made the movie Trading Places, that the ultimate goal is to chip the entire society. And they'll put your money, your Social Security, your taxes, your mortgage, everything that you call yourself in society is going to be on those chips. And whatever you owe in taxes, they'll just take it out of your chip. And if you don't have anything left in your chip, they'll just shut it off, and you won't be able to buy or sell. Just like the Bible says, either great or small, slave or king, they will all receive the mark of the beast.
That's going to come. A minute or so to go here. Josh, again, if people want to get a hold of you, where do they go?
They go to Joshua Abraham on Facebook from Tacoma, Washington, or they can email me at joshuaabraham247@yahoo.com.
And we're going to email you some info on your father for that individual if you want to stay in touch with him.
Absolutely, and thank you for telling me about that.
There you go, Josh. Joshua Abraham, look, we could go all night with this. Every phone line is hit, but we've got to say goodnight eventually. Don't forget to join us on our next Coast to Coast program as we're going off into space with two special guests, so make sure you're a part of that. And again, track us on beyondbelief.com, beyondbelief.com. And, of course, if you want to be a Coast Insider, 15 cents a day, you simply go to coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Gina Salvati, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, John B. Wells, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe.